Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it's a very testy challenge on Friday night. Terre Haute North Patriots drop off at Huff Memorial, 14th ranked, maybe better than its 3-3 overall mark. They're 2-2 in the league, hence still being ranked. Plenty of respect there from everybody that's on that South coaching staff of Coach Mo. One strong key for the purple and white this year offensively has been its balance with pass and run, and the ability really to move the chains, and as Coach Mo was telling me.
Yeah, it is. You know, Joe, I don't know what the exact statistic is for that, but I know that we've been really good on third and fourth down, conversion-wise, and I think a lot of that is we do practice those situations, and I also think that Gavin has done an excellent job of knowing who to throw the ball to and when to throw the ball, and when you got a quarterback making good decisions and he's accurate, then you can do that.
You know, and again, he throws two picks in the opener, thrown one since, picking out his targets, Jeb Drew. What a great story evolving here along with John or Rochelle Manns. What, they caught 13, 14 balls for 150 yards last week.
They did. You know, Gavin was very, you know, played very well, and obviously, you know, John Earl's been having a good year, but and Jeb has too. And Jeb's, you know, he's really picking it up here a little bit. And so he is, how many guys can you get that can make plays for you? Because the more you have, the harder you are to defend.
Well, Gavin Yeske, by the way, passed the 1,000-yard mark last week at Terre Haute South. And we talked about senior receivers John Earl, Rochelle Manns, and Jeb Drew. They've caught 8 of the 10 aerial sixes Yeske has thrown headed into tomorrow's crucial Conference Indiana game. Again, kickoff will be at 7:30, Chalk Talk at 7. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, a practice round coming up later today for the South Gulf Panthers of Dustin Carver, who make the trip here in 2015 to Prairie View with a full team intact. That on the heels of finishing second last weekend at the Washington Regional. So now, our first state tournament of the fall on the high school beat. Sharice Otter, this weekend, will be out as the defending individual state champion. But Coach Dustin tells me, this trip, the Panthers collectively, Emma Fisher, the Bamba twins, Cindy and Lindsay, and Betsy Beggs, primed to, well, make some noise in this cream of the crop field numbering 15.
Well, I think they're excited. I mean, I know Sharice and them are so excited to have the team there. I mean, they're loose. So they're anxious to get up there and play and compete against, you know, like you said, the cream of the crop. You know, some of the best teams in the state. Difficult stretch is the start of the backside. So we'll need to get off to a decent start on the backside. I've crunched the numbers, compared to sectionals and the regionals, you know, done the numbers. And, you know, and all this, and, you know, numbers are one thing, but, you know, we just got to go up and worry about ourselves. And if we shoot like we can shoot, I mean, we'll be right there. I mean, you know, we know that we can compete with the best in the state. Obviously, we beat Columbus North in conference, and, you know, we've been close to Evansville North, haven't quite got over that hump, but, you know, it's a tough test. It's going to be a tough test for everyone. Everybody's got to play on the course, and, you know, we're going to go up and give it a shot.
Well, that's all you can ask for. Give it a shot. Betsy Beggs, by the way, will tee off at 9:51 on Friday morning on the backside. We wish the best to the purple and white. Opening round one on Friday in the IHSA State Championships at Prairie View. Don't forget Thursday night, NFL football. Ravens looking for their first in Pittsburgh minus Big Ben, pregame at 8. I'm Joe Smith.